Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about place a lien if you are not paid for your work. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our websites at www.startractor.com or come to my other website at heavyequipmentguy.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Instances where a contractor is not paid for his or her work are a few, but they do not happen. They do happen, and this is when the poor chap or gal does not know what he or she would do to claim their money. The construction companies give contracts of their projects to various contracts. The number of contractors involved in a project is completely dependent upon the size of that project. If the project is big and it requires several men or women to work on it, then the construction company will involve more than one contractor, or else he or she will simply go with just one. The construction company pays the contractor on the basis of the work that has been completed. The pay to the contractor is dependent on which phase the work is on. So as and when the contractor completes each phase, he or she is paid for their work, and is essentially they in turn pay their subcontractors. Again, you know, that's the whole concept of having subcontractors. You got to pay all your employees first, and then go to your contractors, and then go to your subcontractors. Always do that. There are some construction companies who face a severe monetary crunch and are unable to pay the contractors on time. However, the contractors do not stop the work with the hope that he or she will be paid after the completion of the next phase, and will also receive the amount in arrears. Now opposes that he completes the entire project and keeps calling the construction company to pay him, but sees nothing coming out of their pocket. This is when he needs to take legal course, which is basically get ready to go after him to get your money. I mean, you're working there for free, and you got to get your money. All that he can do is place a lien on the project, which means that as long as you are not paid for your work, no bank can mortgage this property. For instance, if you're engaged in building a condominium for a residential purpose and you are not paid in full by the company, you can place a lien on that entire project, which will prevent the buyer to avoid a mortgage from the banks. This means that the construction company have to clear all of your dues, and only once the lien is removed that he or she will be able to sell the apartments. Such type of instances are rarely seen, but they do happen, and whenever it happens, the best way to tackle it is take legal course and place a lien on the property. The construction companies are also aware of the phenomenon, and therefore they ensure that they pay their contractors their full due. They also make sure that the contractors in turn clear the dues of other subcontractors who were engaged in the project. In this case, you need to place a lien on the project. The best way to do so is by talking to your attorney, who will advise you on how you can proceed with that. Remember that placing a lien should be the last option, and you should not do this if you do not find the company paying you. You know, again, I'll repeat that. You should not do this if you do not find the company paying you. By doing this, this is also a tarnish with the relationship, and hence it suggests to be taken only after you have taken every possibility option to claim your money. You know, you got to pay your subs and your contractors. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.